It is time for eRadio Business Focus, and today we're chatting to Zola from Just Hearing to tell us more about herself and also about Just Hearing. Zola, welcome to eRadio. Are you well?
Hi, thank you for having me today. I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Great, great, thank you. Nice to talk to you. Zola, can you maybe share a bit about your background and journey in audiology, and also what led you to establish Just Hearing?
So I am born and bred in rural Eastern Cape. I studied at the University of Cape Town, however, and I graduated with distinction. After that, I worked in the Eastern Cape in public healthcare for some time. Then I came back to Cape Town. I worked for a private practice for a few months. But then that's when I saw that actually I really love what I'm doing in private care, and essentially I want to do it for myself. I want to have that full authority of handling my own patients under my own name. And that's how I actually established Just Hearing.
Awesome. So for those who might not be familiar, could you maybe just explain to us what an audiologist does and how their role contributes to overall hearing health?
All right. So basically, an audiologist is the doctor of the ear or a specialist of the ear. So we assess, treat, manage, and do follow-up care for all ear, hearing, balance, and related problems. So anything relating to your ears, hearing, and sometimes speech, it would warrant you to come our way. So we're sort of the detectives of everything ear, hearing related, and parts of the brain that are also responsible for hearing.
It's a fascinating world. What values drive your approach to patient care, Zola?
So the biggest value that I feel like feeds into all other values into my life, especially with the practice, is prevention of diseases. So the practice is very big on prevention and promotion of health education. So we try our best to organize screens, regular testing, because I believe that prevention is so much better than cure.
It really is. And how do you envision Just Hearing contributing to the local community's understanding of hearing health and well-being?
All right, so we have multiple branches all across Cape Town. And as I said, our biggest thing is prevention and promotion of hearing healthcare. So we want to play a very big role in actually educating the community, not just about audiology, but just everything related to ear care and hygiene. So we do this a lot by radio interviews, newspaper articles, social media, and a lot just on just the promotion of healthcare.
Okay, and Zola, could you describe a typical experience for someone visiting Just Hearing for the very first time, from scheduling that appointment to actually receiving care?
So the easiest way to actually book your appointment is by calling or WhatsApping us on 07999 59658, or rather visiting our website or emailing us at info@justhearingaudiologist.co.za. Thereafter, we'll schedule an appointment for you at one of our branch that is closer to you. And then after would be assessment, treatment, diagnosis, and then follow-up care if necessary.
Okay, and then tell us quickly, Zola, in your experience, what are some of the signs that someone might need to see an audiologist?
So basically, I feel like everybody should be seeing an audiologist. We just advocate that at least once a year, go get your ears checked out, go get your hearing checked out. But the biggest thing about the ear is that it always tells on itself when there's a problem. So some prominent signs are always loss of hearing or reduced hearing, a blocked feeling in your ears, ringing in your ears, dizziness, drainage of fluid from your ears, pain, and so forth. But it just always tells on itself. So if there's any funny feeling that you're feeling in your ears, you might need to visit an audiologist. And for little children, it's much more subtle signs like speech delays, attention problems here and there, and just tugging their ears and touching them all the time.
Okay, that's awesome. And then Zola, tell us quickly about working with Dr. Wendy. We're going to chat to her soon, but just tell us quickly, how did it come about that you two collaborated?
So Dr. Wendy is very, very passionate about allergies, especially those that include the ear, nose and throat. So when we met, we had a similar passion, similar values, and we wanted the same thing in essence. And that's how we started working together, because we're very big on prevention, because we know that majority of ear problems, especially your ear infections, are affected by allergies and surroundings. And she's a very big advocate of mental health, and we do know that hearing loss is a disability, and it tends to affect your mental health, and it also affects your life and the quality of your life. So that's how we came together, similar values and actually working on the same things.
Oh, that's so nice. I love it when people collaborate to make a difference in the lives of other people. We're about to chat to Dr. Wendy, but just quickly tell us, Zola, where do we find Just Hearing online, and also how do we get in touch with you?
So you can always call or WhatsApp us on 07999 59658. Alternatively, we are on Instagram and Facebook as Just Hearing. We also have a website, which is www.justhearingaudiologist.co.za. Alternatively, you can use our email address, which is also info@justhearingaudiologist.co.za. We are also on Google Maps. If you just search Just Hearing, will pop up, and you can select a branch that is closest to you.
Love it. Zola, thank you so much. Zola Mbaka, who is the director and audiologist at Just Hearing, it was great talking to you today, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it. Wishing you the best as well.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you. And now we chat to Dr. Wendy, who's going to tell us more about what she is doing. And first of all, hello to you, Dr. Wendy. I hope you're well.
Hello there. I'm very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Great. Thank you. No complaints. Just a bit of allergies at the moment, but I think that's going around everywhere with the change of season. But apparently you can help me with this. What sort of allergies can I test for?
Fantastic. Yes, we can test for all sorts of inhaled allergens. So these are things that are floating microscopically in the air. We have three different grass mixes for the grass allergies, and we have three different species of dust mites that live in your mattress, in carpets, and in bedding. They are also microscopic. We have three different molds that we test for, and we have pet hair, which is dog and cat. So these would be a series of skin pricks on your arm, and they would be conducted in one setting, and they are not very painful. We can test for all of them.
Okay, and how much is the allergy testing, Dr. Wendy?
So for that, we are charging $1,400, and that would include the doctor's consults and obviously all of your skin pricks, which will take an additional 15 minutes to the half an hour consultation, and the results will be ready in 10 minutes after the pricks have been applied. So that is all inclusive. It is billed to the medical aid if the client has a comprehensive savings plan with their medical aid, or the client can pay cash and receive an invoice to claim back from their insurance.
Dr. Wendy, just out of interest, where do you actually prick the skin? Is it anywhere on the face? Is it on the arms?
Okay, so we just prick on the arms, so the client can be pricked on either arm, and it's on the underside of the arm, and it does not matter if the client has tattoos or any eczema. As long as the skin is not completely infected and red, then we will use a different surface. For small children that are a bit fearful or are under the age of 6, we can simply pop up their top and do a few skin pricks on the skin on their back, and that can also work. And also on the thigh of a child that is older than 6 months. So these are all the areas.
Okay, that's very interesting. And then for something completely different, you also offer group counseling. What exactly is that for?
Okay, so group counseling is for those people that are suffering and affected by stress, mild depression and anxiety, and they really need cognitive behavioral therapy, but they're a little bit too reticent to pop into a therapist one-on-one, or they think they're not sick enough, or they're not mentally impaired enough, but they do need some assistance with coping skills and a good listening advice as well. So they would be in a group with 11 people, and that would assist them. They may or may not be able to speak initially, but they would then obviously listen to their group members and join when they feel ready on the sessions, which would typically run for about 8 or 12 weeks.
Okay.
Once a week.
Okay. And where does the group counseling take place?
So typically this is easier virtually and can be in the comfort of their office or their home. If they do prefer, they can have it in a conference room of their choice if it's in an office location.
Okay, and let's talk about the advantages of group counseling.
The advantages are you've got the energy of the group, and you have that ability to be able to hear other people's problems if they're willing to share, and that thereby reduces the feelings of your own overwhelming you. And it's also much, much more cost effective. It is half the price of one-on-one counseling. So that is, and it is also able to be made confidential because we try and combine people from different provinces and towns on this.
Oh, that's very, very nice. And also less focus on just one person, you know, when it's a group. Sometimes people don't like all that attention just on them, you know, like in a one-on-one session. And then let's talk about the benefits counseling and psychotherapy have in general for mental health, Dr. Wendy.
Yes, so these benefits, if they are administered by a trained psychotherapist, which is typically a psychologist who has a degree, and they are able to offer various techniques that help you to change your cognitive distortions, which are negative thoughts and negative thought patterns that have become ingrained in your psyche that you may no longer even be aware of. So they help us to recognize them and to change them. They also help us to give us coping skills on how to deal with various problems. For example, if you want to quit smoking and you're in a smoky environment and you perpetually expose yourself to other people that are also engaging in the same toxic habit, they will help you to avoid certain triggers and connect you with more positive coping skills and good mental health habits.
Sounds really good, Dr. Wendy. Lastly, how do we get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can reach me on WhatsApp on 073-247-1903, or you can look on the website, just Google Dr. Wendy Dix, and the location www.allergycapetown.co.za will pop up. You can make an appointment online or via RecoMed, which is a booking site where you type in Dr. Wendy Dix and you will be able to book online instantly.
Sounds awesome. Dr. Wendy, thank you so much for your time. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Just Hearing is a holistic audiology practice that prides itself on quality care. Our primary aim is prevention of hearing loss and its effects on quality of life. We offer hearing assessments, hearing aids, hearing protective devices, newborn hearing testing, consumables like batteries, and all ear and hearing related issues. Visit justhearingaudiologist.co.za. Just Hearing and Dr. Wendy, a family GP that deals with all members of the family, as well as skin prick testing for allergens, are top-rated professionals with a combined industry knowledge of over 20 years. Dr. Wendy also offers a group mental health therapy for clients with mental health problems such as depression and anxiety and work stress. Contact Dr. Wendy on 073-247-1903. WhatsApp for more details or visit allergycapetown.co.za.